how much are you looking forward to the opening ceremonies, which is something we'll all be watching back here? Are you going to march in the opening ceremonies?
The opening ceremonies, and I am looking forward to it, but I'm looking more forward to my parents, my friends, all the people that know me hopefully they'll see me on TV and see me marching. I'm looking forward more for their sake than mine. It's cool, it's an honor, and don't get me wrong, I'm looking forward to myself for selfish purposes, but I'm more looking forward to my friends and family gathering around and getting whooped to see me on TV or just hearing the opening ceremonies. I think that's awesome for them.
And I guess today it was kind of unveiled what the athletes for the U.S. are going to be wearing in the opening ceremonies. Did you get a chance to see them? How do you feel about wearing a beret?
I don't mind. It's just I have a pretty big head, so hopefully they have big enough berets. But I saw the uniforms, and I think they're pretty slick. You really can't go wrong with Ralph Lauren, so...
You kind of are known maybe for your hairstyle, your haircut. Are you going to get a haircut before the opening ceremony?
Yeah, probably. I have to get all fresh and look good. I guess what you got to do. You got to look good so you play good.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here for Amazon.com. And just want to let all the listeners at Netcast Studio know out there that if they're going to be doing any shopping come Olympic time or around the Olympics, if you're going to be buying anything off Amazon, you can use the affiliate link, netcaststudio.com/Amazon, for any of your shopping needs. And there's no extra cost to you, and it helps out the studio and the variety of programming it provides to the listeners. And I always give a pick for something that the viewers can buy and listeners can buy. And there's a book by Nicholas Soames, Roy Inman, and David Finch. It's called Olympic Judo, History and Techniques. And I don't know how well you can put judo into a book, Nick, but do you collect judo books, or have you read books on judo, or have you read that book?
I haven't read that book in particular, but I have read a good number of judo books, or skimmed them at least, and... For the most part, they do a pretty good job of getting people who write judo-based books do a decent job describing and detailing judo.
Okay, and like I said, that book's available on Amazon. You can go to the affiliate link, netcaststudio.com/Amazon for that. And any books you'll be taking... across the pond or be taking over there? Do you read in your spare time, Nick?
Yeah, I do. I'm actually in the middle of a drive by Larry Bird.
Okay.
It's his autobiography pretty much. So that's usually the type of reading I read. It's just autobiographies of either athletes or people who had to persevere through something incredible or some good stories. Autobiographies is my style of reading. So
yeah.
Just taking some motivation or some.
Are you a basketball fan then?
Yeah, I am.